how our education system ignores problem solving. I don't really have a question this week, so this is a great opportunity for me to talk about education. And in particular, about how we're expected to apply what was just taught. And why not throw in some gaming examples too? Sure, let's start there. You're just starting a new adventure game, and the opening scene set the mood. Either your village was just attacked while you were away, or your character gets dragged into a situation that you have to escape, or your character finds out some secret past history that starts interfering with the current life. Whatever happens, the character is now the hero, and there's only one path forward. The first few obstacles might include a giant rat or two, or a simple puzzle. You have everything you need right there on your computer screen. And that's the problem. Each challenge along the way is designed to get slightly harder and always seems just within the hero's skills. This is probably the biggest reason I like games that are open to explore. I don't feel locked into some predetermined growth path. I just wish that they would be more consistent. If a high-level hero can walk down a forest trail and encounter an ancient dragon, then the same thing should also be possible when the game is just starting. After all, it sort of spoils the immersion when the world adapts to the hero. I'd much rather play a game where the hero had to carefully select the challenges and avoid any that are too difficult at first. And this brings me back to our real-world education system. In many ways, it's just like this broken gameplay. Only this is our real future we're talking about. This is not a game anymore. In the real world, your manager just doesn't walk up to you and give you a task that conveniently is only slightly more advanced than your previous task. A task that uses techniques that you just learned at a seminar last week. Yet this is exactly how we teach kids in school. And I think it does a poor job of preparing them for their future. I'll explain more right after this message from our sponsor. If you need help with your programming, all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. There's currently room for 25 people to attend, and as of now, the one-hour intro class is free, and the two-hour beginner class is $20. There's a lot more that I can explain when you can see my screen and ask questions. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. Let me ask you, did you ever once, just once in all of grade school, just once in all of middle or high school, just once in all of college, ever take a test that made use of everything you were expected to know up to that point? A test that covered logic, history, art, a test that required both creative and analytic knowledge? And I'm not talking about a college prep test that just has separate sections for literature, math, and science. I'm talking about a test that has questions that need you to apply all of your abilities to solve each one. Instead, you probably took tests designed to gauge your level of understanding of just the last chapter. Everything was all about that chapter and nothing else. Maybe the midterm or even the final exam would claim to mix things up by requiring you to apply all the techniques learned in that one single class. Once you take this context away and kids get out in the real world, they're lost. They no longer have the knowledge of what techniques to apply to solve their problems. And they have some major problems. I've been there. You know what helped me the most? Back when I was in high school, my school had a vocational department, and I knew for a fact that I was going to study electronics. The class had a structure to it, but it was minimal. I was able to cruise right through at my own pace, and I completed the whole course within the first 6 months. And I mean both years' worth of work, every single homework assignment, done, up to a year and a half in advance. Then I was free to explore. It was like being dropped into the best open-world adventure game ever. I no longer had any guidance about what techniques to use for the things I started exploring. I tried everything I could think of. And when I completed one project, I'd ask my instructor for something else to work on. He guided me without a curriculum because I'd completed that long ago. There were no more tests. I'd completed those too. I got to decide with his input when I was ready for something else. That's education. I get asked sometimes if I have a curriculum for my weekend classes. Not really. I mean, I know the things my students need to learn and make sure they'll eventually learn those things. But there's no fixed path, because life just doesn't work the way school does. Thank you for listening. Do you have a question that you'd like me to answer? Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and you'll find a form that you can use to submit your question.